you teach journalism at Columbia. I teach journalism at the University of North Texas. You know, convergence is, some people say it's the future. I say it's the present.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious, are you teaching technology or do you concentrate on technique in using that technology?
I tell students that we have to teach, that they have, the journalists need to learn two things, new media or digital media skill set. They need to have a digital media skill set and a digital media mindset. And anybody can teach you the skill set. You know, your 12-year-old nephew can teach you that or niece can teach you that. But what you need is that mindset so you understand how to deal with technology and how to use it and how to deal respond to the kind of upheaval that it's causing all around us. And that's not something, because I'm not going to be there to help them push the buttons the rest of their lives. But you and I as teachers, if we can teach them to think about technology, understand what works and what doesn't, how to be the evangelist and the skeptic, I think they'll have a very good future. One of my colleagues here, Sig Gisler, who runs the Pulitzer Prize program, he coined a word called the tradigital journalist. That is, the traditional journalist with a digital overlay. And that's what we tell people you need to be.
You know, technology has no doubt had its effect on the news business. Newspaper circulation has shrunk. Papers are in trouble. So are television stations. Is there a future for students studying journalism these days?
Well, you know, our applications last year were up 40%, which was kind of stunning to a lot of people. But I got to say, what it is that young people are incredibly optimistic. They feel that they are seeing more journalism being done around us than ever before, more entrepreneurship, more savvy about the world, and more interest in the world. And they're optimistic in a way that old fogies like us are not.